So we are on with
on
character
what?
creation.
Okay.
On as in recording. With character creation for a Changeling the Lost game that I haven't thought up a name for yet.
Woo!
The Mines of Disappearing Magic.
That picks up back in Nightingale, the setting of the Nightingale Archives, our previous World of Darkness campaign.
How about The Nightingale Archives, The Biggest Loser.
Part 2.
Biggest Loser?
The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Electric Boogaloo?
The Legend of Kesar's Treasure.
Fire Bad.
Maybe we'll get to Fire Bad 3. We don't know.
Shit has already gone meta.
Yep. Well, I mean, shit's already going meta with my character.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So I'm Nick, the Dungeon Master, Game Master, whatever fucking bullshit they call it in this game, because every system has to come up with its own. I'm pretty much running all of the games on the site, so you should know me by now.
Wait, who are you?
I'm your husband.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's important information for me to know.
It is.
Terrifying.
Would you like to introduce yourself, Agatha Christie?
I'm not an Agatha Christie, Jesus Christ. I'm Georgie. I'm What's-His-Face's wife, apparently.
Good job.
I was in Kingmaker and then some other local Strand games or some shit. Woohoo.
Oh my.
Someone else go.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm Kevin. You may know me from such things as Kingmaker and, like, most of the other ones on the site. Not
yep.
of House and Hearth or whatever the fuck it was.
Of House and Clan, our vampire game.
House and Clan, yeah, that one. Yeah, not that one. So don't listen to that one.
For all the listeners.
I'm Tom. I'm returning from Mouse Guard. Inquisition of Blood, and the previous foray into World of Darkness.
Oh yeah, that's right, that was an Inquisition of Blood.
Yes, that really, really big one that we did.
Yeah, that one.
And, well, I'm Alice, and I was in the D&D Next campaign, which is...
No one has heard.
Nobody knows about that one yet.
That may or may not see release pending.
I was
Wizard
on that
one. Ever lifting
we did
the
that
end
last
yet.
July. It's been
we
a
did.
Year.
Or... Maybe me just stop caring and release it anyway. Because come at me, wizards. Do you even lift?
Could use the publicity.
Do they even care?
Probably.
I guess there's another person. That's me. I'm Dave. I was in one of these things that got aborted early. So, you never heard of me before. So, hi.
He's a cool
Who are
guy.
You? What?
My thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we were going to record, but...
We were going to record.
Anywhere.
But then
really
there was
an
abortion.
Never really got
And it
off
was
the
Dave.
Yes. The abortions are the same thing.
This might be the first I'm hearing of this.
Or yeah, I told you about it.
Who knows?
Anyway.
And we've run full circle from the plot of
Greece. No, it was going to be the Iron the Prize thing.
Yeah, right. It was the Kevin's detective agency.
How did
well,
that
Well, okay, I... Detective agency was not what I envisioned, but that's what they made it.
Yes.
It's going to be really fun.
So you want
anyway,
to put down of
anyway.
Eye of the Prize, Kevin?
What?
Anyway.
Tell us all about Eye of the Prize, this game you're running.
Oh, I'm not. I could tell you about Lords of Lost, the game
doing?
I'm actually running.
No, I don't actually care. Nobody will listen to other people's games.
Especially when you record them.
No one cares about
any. Yeah. Well, I haven't recorded any of Lords of Lost. It's a bureaucracy-heavy game where they play people that work for an insurance company.
Right.
And one of them
you know
Burning Wheel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
Burning Wheel supports this.
Sometimes Trigun gets ripped off.
Yes, sometimes it does.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Trigun. Or Trigun.
I haven't put a hole in the moon yet.
Dragon.
Is he a plant monster? Something.
No. No one's a plant
In
monster.
In any case.
So how's this herding of cats?
Take control of your animals.
Are we yellow lighting?
Every time you say take control, like, it's just in Bane voice to me. Take control of your city, Gotham.
Gotham or Bat?
So that's a bad phrase to use, unless you want to hear a bad Bane impression.
What if we want to hear more of it?
Take control.
Then just say that again.
Take control.
Peace has robbed you of your strength. Victory has defeated you. Okay. I'm getting this shit in order.
Mm-hmm.
Gavel.
Ow, stop beating me.
Never. Okay. So, Changeling. Mm. The Lost is a new World of Darkness system. The essence of which, all your characters are people who have been abducted by what is called the True Fae. And like the old school legends, Fae are mercurial creatures lacking in any kind of empathy or human understanding. And they abduct humans, sometimes for fun, sometimes because you broke a rule you didn't know existed, or you just accidentally wandered into the Fae world and you got scooped up. And Changeling is about those rare people who, after being taken as slaves in some capacity or another, wandered their way back. Unfortunately, when you get back, usually they find out that there was a replacement in their absence, or they aged 20 years and it's been a week back here, or for whatever reason they cannot resume their human life. So now they're burdened with the knowledge of all sorts of Fae magic, and they have been physically altered by their time in the Fae. So they typically are forced to group together with other of their kind. We are going to be starting off with you guys like seconds out of escaping the Fae.
Oh, okay.
I would like your characters to have some sort of connection to Nightingale. Most people do find their way back to their home area because it's basically a psychic or spiritual connection that draws you home, which is why people who are taken as babies or who have been in the Fae for too long never find their way home, because they don't remember it. The journey is a physically and mentally traumatizing one. Most people return with disjointed memories and basically have to put back the pieces of their lives. As I mentioned, it will be taking place in Nightingale, because Nightingale is a supernatural hotspot.
Yep. With a bit less vampires than it used to have.
Yeah, a couple. Well, unless they came more.
Unless they came more, yeah.
Aw.
They can do that.
Damn it! That's right.
We have reserves. Vampire reserves.
Turns out they just need a person. And to be a vampire themselves.
It's true.
Vampires could have migrated there.
Yeah.
That's true. There was a big gentrification.
Yeah, maybe, you know, it's like, you know, their Jerusalem.
Their Mecca.
Fight over it forever.
Yep.
Yeah, I think their Mecca would be
travel there at least once in their life for some crap.
Nightingale kind of got the shit end of the stick when it comes to supernatural happenings.
Really did.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
So what happens if we have some ideas on characters there, Nick? What should we do?
Well, I can walk you through the process of creating a character. So do people have a concept in mind of something they would
A little bit, yeah.
Yes.
Well, tell me about
it,
Dave.
Okay. So my guy's name is going to be Hixton Basherwick. Okay. He thinks he's Australian. He doesn't actually know if he actually is or not. He also used to own Hixton's Auto Mall 1 and 2. One of them was off an exit off 95. And the other one's on Route 3 in Maine. or wherever. I don't know.
Okay, this is critical information.
Yes. And he also used to own 5 laundromats, but now only down to 2, because the laundromat business isn't doing so well.
Yeah, times are tough.
Yes.
He sounds like a very successful entrepreneur.
I mean, the Koreans are moving in.
I like the idea of that fish darkling, or whatever it was. I forget exactly what goes on with them. But, the sneaky transforming into other people, stealth dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't I tell you guys a little bit about the different fey archetypes that are available?
Yeah, because I know nothing.
Dave already brought up darklings.
Yeah.
I was not sure if I should read that much, but let's assume that...
Let's assume the readers don't either.
Yeah.
Oh, I just...
Or listeners, not readers. Wow. They're reading this podcast.
Oh, maybe yeah. Someone, you
text
know...
Text transcription.
Text transcripted it for, you know, deaf people.
A very patient person. Okay. So, there are broad archetypes that all of you guys will fit into one of. There are 6 of them, called seemings. Your seeming is based off the kind of work you did while in the Fey world and how it physically and spiritually altered you. So, the 6 seemings are beasts, darklings, elementals, fairest, ogres, and wizened. Now, beasts are people who were bestial or possibly even kept in an animal form during their time in the Fey. Mm. And as a result, they come back animalistic in some way. So like satyrs or some sort of merfolk or, you know, like a stag person, bird person. They would come back and be beasts, and they have a natural affinity to animals, and they retain some of their animal abilities. In every one of these seemings, it breaks down into subcategories that I'm not really going to get into until one of you expresses an interest.
Okay.
Darklings are kind of kept as skulking spies, frequently underground or in the lost places. They're kind of insubstantial. They tend to be used for spy work, more roguish qualities. They also often have a close association with the dead or stealing of life. Elementals are pretty self-explanatory. They embody one of the elements. So they might be human torch style fire people, water people, but it's even broader than that. Like there can be wood bloods who are associated with plants or what's called mankins that are like, they could be made out of stained glass or any other man-made material. And they retain some control over their, chosen element. The elementals have it a little bit rough because they have a harder time connecting with people because they are pretty far from human at this point. The fairest are the pretty kind of fey. They are frequently kept as entertainments or diplomats, butlers, or straight-up sex slaves. They are beautiful, tend to have good social skills, and they have an ability to manipulate people's desires. Ogres covers the archetype of any big nasty brute. So trolls, cyclopses, you know, some subterranean dweller that eats human flesh. Giants.
Like Kevin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And wizened tend to be people who have been made diminutive, often been experimented on or patched together. Most of them have some sort of disability. And they tend to be the makers, like artists, brewers, smiths, or have some sort of special ability, like there's an oracle, wizened, or they're recruited in mass as soldiers. So those are the broad archetypes. But there is a lot of subtypes within there, and a lot of room for customization even beyond that.
Cool.
So someone else want to throw a concept at me?
Okay, well, I have already run this past you, but I would like to be the person that Bill McKinley replaced.
Huh. Cool.
Bill McKinley being my last character. So.
What?
Shortly
the real
after
Bill McKinley.
Shortly after the real Bill McKinley moved to Nightingale, he was spirited away, and his replacement is the mostly boring guy who you all got to know and love in the last series.
What?
Sure. It'll be interesting because he's dead.
Mm. Yes. And it is perfectly legitimate. The replacements frequently do not even know they are replacements. They think they're real. Which, fake Bill McKinley went to his grave, by which I mean smoldering house, believing.
Mm-hmm.
So, is real Bill McKinley anything like fake Bill McKinley?
Real Bill McKinley is only somewhat like fake Bill McKinley. He still has... Like, he was a physics teacher, and he moved to Nightingale to do that. However, of course, you know, being taken by the Fae is a harrowing experience. So he's not going to be nearly as passive or,
I like this as I like this because I feel it's going to have to make for some very interesting situations for you to explain how you could possibly be both dead and alive at the same time.
Yeah.
So what do you think Bill was doing when he was captured by the Fae? What was his journey like?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think he would either go either elemental or wizened. Because, okay. I mean, he still remains a smart sort of thinking man.
Do you remember what stuff he did over there?
Usually it's sort of fragmented memories. Like, you can really choose to remember as much or as little as you want for your character.
Okay.
Some people block it out almost entirely because it's awful. And Spirited Away was a great choice of words. I just rewatched that movie because Changeling is basically a darker version of Spirited Away.
Oh. Well, I mean, it literally is. That's what being spirited away is.
Yep.
Yeah, you are taken as a slave by the Fae.
Or the spirit world or whatever.
Yep.
Is the thing.
So yeah, at some point, I'd like to see what other wizened there are, because when you said makers, you know,
okay.
I could see him doing that.
Well, why don't I break down the different wizened sub-archetypes for you?
Okay.
And they are called Kiths for some reason, because World of Darkness fucking loves using a massive array of words that are not intuitive in the slightest. So let's see. Wizened tend to be smaller people and extraordinarily nimble. They also get very good at avoiding harm, usually from frequent beatings. Wizened, unfortunately, tends to be angry, spiteful people, and not as great at social skills.
Yep.
So the Kiths are artists, which, as it sounds, they're super good at some form of art. Brewer. They create mind-bogglingly potent drinks and have a special ability of making a, of creating a drink that can intoxicate anyone. Chatelaine, who are basically manservants, house stewards, and butlers. And super good at social skills and protocol. Churgeons, masters of surgery and pharmacy. Oracles can see the future in a limited way. Smiths are smiths. And soldiers. Like vast arrays of goblin hordes who just fight constantly. And Woodwalker. They live within and protect the wilds. They are super good at surviving outdoors. They can eat any plant, no matter how poisonous or bad for you. Kind of like the old crone archetype.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we have for elementals, then?
Elementals.
What pages are these things on?
They start at page 101.
101? Okay, thank you.
Elemental, air-touched, they float. Earth bones, they're super strong. Fireheart, which covers fire, heat, and electricity. Mankin is interesting. It's an elemental of any kind of human-made object. So, like, clockwork, glass, mercury, like a mannequin, a doll.
Interesting.
Snow skin, pretty self-explanatory. Waterborn, and woodblood, who are plant elementals. And their special abilities generally revolve around controlling their element.
Okay. So now I'm torn between Smith and Fireheart.
Well, Fireheart is on page 109 if you want to start looking at what they actually get.
Okay, yeah.
You should think about
doing that.
What you were doing in time of captivity that made you like that. One of their example Fireheart's, he was essentially used as the fuel in an oil lamp. Like, he just sat in a big glass lamp all the time, and when his master wanted light, he would painfully burn.
So like Flame Princess, but not really.
Yes, if Flame Princess was in constant agony.
Yep.
Anyone else have an idea they want to throw out at me?
Apparently not.
Okay, I guess we're done then.
Campaign over.
Let's go play Dota.
Hell yeah. No, I'm...
I'm just sort of looking over things, seeing what I want to do.
For some reason, I have an idea. Oh, no, go ahead, Alice.
Oh. I was thinking maybe a snake.
Okay.
But looking at these, I'm not sure between Venom Bite or Hunter Heart. So.
How about a Skitter Skulk?
Where is that one? Skitter Skulk.
I mean, that's more bugs, but it's also things that are like creepy crawlies, like snakes.
Yep, the other thing you could consider, if you wanted to go for a snake concept, there's a Darkling one called, I think it's Tunnel Grub or something. Yeah, Tunnel Grubs are the Darkling fairies who slide and slither through the tunnels and sewers. And their special ability is basically some sort of contortionism that they can wriggle out of handcuffs and into tight spaces. I mean, you could still look like a snake.
I was kind of... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was kind of thinking with mine that since I'm going to play like a preteen, that she's a runaway that was sort of lured in, like Will-O-Wisp kind of thing.
Okay.
And going with the, what is it called, the Bright Ones?
Okay, yeah. Like the variety of the fairest, who are basically like Will-O-Wisps.
Yeah.
Creatures of beauty and light.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you doing? Yeah, what was your captivity like?
They just liked toying with me.
Okay. So it's just like... Yeah. And fairest are known to do like, let's have a party, and this party lasts 10 years and you're not allowed to sleep.
Yeah, and like they'd be like, oh, look at this stuff, and you can never reach it. And like
gotta,
that kind
gotta
of
shit. Keep partying. Gotta keep partying.
Right. We're gonna have a dance. The dance is a week, and only you will be dancing, and we will throw things at you.
Like rocks.
Yeah.
And pond sludge.
True Fae are incapable of any kind of empathy, and basically they are near gods in their realm. Like, they can change their shape and their function as they wish, but they only do what is amusing to them at that time. Like, their sole existence is seeking out amusement. Which, depending on what they're into, can get real weird.
Mm-hmm. They fucked me with me a lot. Not, like, physically, you know, like...
I don't know, I mean, they're awful.
Yeah. Maybe they did that. Who knows?
Who knows? They're still awful. I'm getting the feeling these Fae are dicks.
Yeah, they're not good people. Like, and most changelings live in a paranoid fear that, like, you escaped, or maybe you were let go, that the Fae are just gonna change their mind, or just come hunt you down and drag you back.
I'm just imagining my person's just going to be terrified of lights.
That's unfortunate, because you can make light.
Yes. Well, I mean, that she'd understand, but like, you know, headlights? Oh shit, is that, you know?
Yeah. So Will-O-Wisps?
Yes.
Why were you running away?
Stupid preteen crap. Like, you know, mom doesn't understand me, and dad's mean.
Does the timeline match up? Like... Were you young in there for 10 years, or how did that happen?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, because that's something to think about. The time flows differently in the Fae.
Yeah, maybe I should be, like, an adult now.
Yeah,
but...
like, yeah, you could have run away in the 80s and just come back, and you're still 12. And...
oh, now am I going to have to look up some, you know, old, like, slang and shit?
Yes. Or, alternatively, you could have run away, or just went out drinking last night, stumbled into a fey hedge, lived there for 50 years, and come back, and it's the next morning.
Aw. Kevin being the real Bill McKinley makes me want to take a brewer kiff and have it be the bartender from Oliver's Twist. It'd be funny, but we've already got that idea going on. I actually, for some reason, I want the first thing that stuck out to me in terms of abilities was I thought it would be kind of cool that given all the ill luck that everybody has with coming back, like stumbling into the hedge. Maybe it would be kind of cool if somebody came back like with the ability to alter it, but
like create good luck. You mean?
Yeah, like that guy from the last campaign, that mage who was able to just spread. Like, tell different probabilities. I know that there's a wizened one who is able to tell the future.
Yes. You stumbled on something that directly exists. Let me get into contracts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all changelings have contracts, which are essentially their spells. Because in the Fae world, nothing happens without making a bargain with some sort of natural force. Like, if you wandered into the Fae world on your own, water would not quench you. Unless you somehow struck a deal with water. Like, I'm going to drink you, and you are going to make me quenched. So usually, if you don't have a master or find one soon who can set you up with that sort of thing, you'll just waste away and die. But you've retained the knowledge of how to do such things. So everybody has contracts in some form, which is a bargain you strike with a natural force. Like, hey, I made a deal with spiders that they gave me their aspect to let me climb walls. I made a deal with fire. It's cool. Fire will never burn me. And one of the contracts that anyone can take is called Hearth, and it's the manipulation of blessings and luck.
But I don't know. I came back with the idea of like a guy who was a compulsive gambler.
Okay.
But I need to flesh it out more because really I'm just worried about like not I'm worried about not having a place in the world. Like I'm worried about not having any goals or anything like that because it's not enough to tell somebody like to design somebody around their own abilities.
Yep.
You have to really make a person.
Yeah.
Did you have to give something up in order to make this deal? Like, is there like a negative thing that happened because you made a deal with spiders? Like, did you have to give them like your hair or something?
So, frequently, you do have to give something up to get in on that deal. Usually it's not so bad. In the example of Hearth following that lucky one, like, if you invoke the contract wrongly, shit goes bad for you. There is also what's called goblin contracts, which is sort of gray market magic that, whenever you use a goblin contract, something bad happens to you. It varies on the contract to contract. Like, one of them is, like, there's a goblin contract of, like, blessing your gun, and that will make two shots fire awesomely, and the third, like, dramatically fail, in whatever order.
Can blow up
It could misfire
you?
Or shoot someone you didn't want to shoot, or whatever.
Yep. And there's a couple different varieties of contracts. So there's universal ones that anyone can take, and that Hearth one is, so you could be any kind of character and take that. There are seeming contracts, so every one of those has a special contract they follow. Like the fairest have what's called vainglory, and it's a set of magic that lets them appear as other people and manipulate desires. Then there are court contracts. Your characters will learn about this eventually, but there are four main courts that are in the fairy world and extend to the changeling world, and they're each one of the seasons. So they're basically their own little organization, and they have their own types of magic they teach each other. So someone in the spring court, you know, can make magic bloom, but can also manipulate like people's love and desire, whereas the summer court is all about heat, fire, and anger. And then there are goblin contracts, which is the gray market magic that anyone can take, but it always has some sort of consequence.
Sounds like Kevin would love those.
Yeah, let me pull you up an example of good goblin contract. So here's one that's Diviner's Madness, that you can gain an accurate image of the past or future of some place or person, but you gain a derangement for the day.
Oh.
And at the end of that day, the derangement goes away as well as the information you gained. You just forget.
Oh, hopefully you wrote it down or told someone.
Yeah. And there's a fair entrance that lets you bypass any lock and alarm system, but after you use it, the next person who tries to break into your house can just walk right in.
It doesn't matter when they do it. Just
yeah,
the next
just
time.
The next person who tries to enter your house with malicious intent, all your defenses fail. Or there's one that lets you escape from any prison, like by improbable luck, but it lets another one of your enemies know your exact location. So I think goblin contracts are awesome, but
yeah,
but they always come
load them up.
Yeah.
I love drawbacks.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, things to consider is, I mean, beyond the mechanical of what kind of Zeming and Kith you'd like to play and what sort of magics you'd like to take, what your connection to Nightingale is, what you were doing to your during your servitude, how did you get into the Fae world, what was your Fae master like, and how your timeline matches up. Like, are you from this era? Like, I mean, some people leave and come back in an appropriate amount of time. Others don't. You should figure out if you were missed in any way, because they leave behind what's called a fetch, that is basically a imitation version of you. So, and sometimes the fetch just lives your life. Sometimes the fetch gets sick and dies, and
sometimes the fetch accidentally blows up their house.
That wasn't an accident.
Yes. Sometimes the fetch purposefully blows up a house.
Yes. I was not supposed to be inside when that happened.
And sometimes, if you're a snotty piece of shit teenager, people like the fetch better.
Aww.
You're trying to say something about me.
No, it's in one of their examples. Like, yeah. It was a teen runaway who, when he comes back, he finds out that his parents were like the fetch a lot more.
Huh. Well, the fetch is so much better.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always that problem of, like, well, even if, like, how do I get rid of the fetch? Do I murder what is basically myself?
And are they actually, like, flesh and blood? Like, if they went to the doctors and looked at them, like, they'd have bones and organs and stuff like that?
Yes.
Well, considering magic, they probably, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Like.
Well, they could have just been, like, a shell or something.
Yes,
know.
They are. They're not real. Like, they are made of magic, but to all outward appearances, or even under close examination, they would have, you know, human bones, organs, and all that. And a lot of times, as I mentioned, they don't know that they're fake.
Okay. Do they have, like, the same mind? Like, would they act like you did?
The Fae can steal memories from the people they've taken, so really the people who made the fetch can load them up with whatever they want.
Okay.
What's that mirror skin?
Oh, yeah, mirror skin. I think Dave was talking about doing
that. I was wanting to do that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That they can basically, their facial features and bones and organs are malleable. They can replicate other people.
Interesting.
Everybody's looking at books.
Yep. Yeah. Hey.
No, I'm
sorry.
Looking
this
at
this is why we don't we PDFs. The yeah the what do you call them? Huh? The character creation sessions are always the most boring.
Yeah, some people like listening to them. I don't know why.
I guess they went to find the origins of whatever character they're following around afterwards.
Yeah, I don't
know. That sure is an angry looking thing. Carrying an arm.
Man. Most Fae wouldn't really have much need of electricity.
Some of them are into it, like.
I'm sorry, I just assumed it was sexually into it.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well,
who knows?
Could be.
Because, I mean, they're constantly in search of novelty and entertainment. And, I mean, some of them, like.
Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking that perhaps I was used as a dynamo to power various novel and entertaining and also terrible torture devices.
Okay.
Because my Fae Master loved fucking torturing people. So I would basically be used to power awful, awful machines. Or as an electric chair.
Yes. Or as pinball machine.
Yes.
He doesn't actually need the electricity, but he likes the score thing.
Yeah. Like, magic just doesn't replace electromechanical pinball machines.
Right, except it kind of does. because he's just made electric.
Yes, it entirely does, because I'm magically electric.
Yes, just in the most roundabout way.
Yep.
Dom, how's it going?
I like these. I like the fairest.
Okay.
They're all dicks.
Yeah, they...
yeah. That's why I like
they're
them.
Literally all.
They're just really
they're
pretty
literally
dicks.
All literally dicks.
Literally.
Ooh, I like the idea of the muse.
Okay. Oh, another thing worth considering is how you guys escaped. I'm assuming since you guys will all be coming out at the same time, you will either have worked for the same master or met up at some point during your escape from your master or the Fey world in general.
Whatever you do, don't follow the lights.
Stay the fuck away from one. And also what you look like. Now, you are going to have essentially two appearances. How you look to normal people, which you will still have aged and changed from your time in the Fae, but you'll still look human. But other changelings and Fae just see right through that, so...
So you have, like, a magical appearance?
Yeah, you've... Like, other people like you can just see, like, you know, that lady's covered in scales and has fangs. Or has a big cobra hood.
Gotcha. But to everyone else, you look normal.
Yeah. But you... It will in some way, like...
You look reflect. Like a human.
Yeah.
Can you look crazy to... normal humans, or
what do you mean by crazy?
Like if you like if you wanted to look like your creepy self, could you?
You can do that. It is
bad.
Not a thing that's commonly done, because what kind of has to happen is that you basically flare off all your magical energy at once, because it's an unconscious reaction to put up that mask. So you can flare off all of your energy and appear as you normally do to people, and they usually do not take it well.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They'll scream and all sorts of crap. Perhaps even crap. So where do I get more information about the contracts?
Starts on page 124.
24? Okay.
Yeah, so everybody's got access to the universal contracts. That's contract of dreaming that, exactly like it sounds, lets you enter and mess with people's dreams.
That sounds like fun.
Contracts of hearth, which are the ones that manipulate luck and fortune. Contracts of mirror that lets you change your appearance and hide your passing. Contracts of smoke that are basically stealth and invisibility. And then you get into the unique ones for each seeming. Something to be aware of. Contracts, and really any other kind of magic you do, is fueled by a magical energy called glamour. And there's a couple ways for you to get glamour. The predominant two ways are you can either leech off powerful emotions from other people. Like, it doesn't hurt them, but you do need to find people having a really good or bad time and just skim off the top. Or you can enter people's dreams and harvest it that way.
So like emotion vampires, I guess.
Yeah.
I like the idea of.
Are there some contracts that you just get for being the type of thing you are?
Like... Yes. So every seeming has its own contract. So the Wizened have an artifice that lets them fix, create, and break things. Darklings have the contract of darkness that mostly is stealth and controls fear.
Okay. And fear is an emotion you can leech off, right?
Yes.
You can just make someone afraid, and then... Okay.
I don't think you can eat fear that you put in someone.
Okay.
Because that's...
A little broken.
Yeah. Elementals get contract of elements that lets them manipulate their chosen element in a variety of ways. Beasts get fang and talon that lets them conjure up animal qualities in themselves and talk to animals. And ogres get contract of stone that basically makes them strong and tough and break shit. And bright ones, or not bright ones, fairest get vainglory that lets them appear as others and charm people. So yes, and you will all start with some magic, because you can't survive unless you do.
I want to be a street performer.
Okay.
I like the idea of a street performer who, like, a three-card Monty kind of con man.
Is that really
who was taken... Yeah, like, there are some street performers that actually perform in order to get money for showing off a talent.
Sure.
But I would like to be the kind of street performer that cons people out of their money.
Okay.
Like, you mean playing, like, rigged games, or...?
Yeah, like, rigged games and misdirection and sleight of hand and stuff like that. Like, three-card Monty is that thing where you switch around, like, you, one of the cards is an ace, and you switch around the cards, but unknowingly you, like, produce one from your sleeves, you know, that kind of thing.
Or that thing under the cups, or...
Yeah, the cup ball thing, where they toss the ball between cups and stuff. And, but I think the idea, what I would need there is, so I figure he was taken by the Fae because they thought that his magic tricks were thoroughly entertaining. And so he was forced to do them for, like, years and years and years. Now he's very old.
So you're actually old?
I wouldn't mind being, like, 65 or something like that, or like senior sit. Basically, like, he went in when he was like a hot shot in his mid-20s, and he comes out now, and it's like maybe only a few years later, you know.
No, but just 10 minutes later.
Yeah, or like 10 minutes later. That would be so great, like 10 minutes later, but he's been in there for like 40 years. Like, let's talk about people getting the short end of the stick. But he's got now he, obviously, like, he's not at, you know, he's not as
he'll be way better at busking.
Yeah, he'll be, I guess. But like, he's got to deal with the fact that he's missed out on a ton of his life. You know.
No, only 10 minutes went by.
Yeah, and 40 years of putting fucking balls on your cup.
Yeah, 40 years of shitty magic tricks. And he comes out of it, and he comes out of it basically being, like, bitter and contemptuous for everybody because he never got to experience anything related to, like, a good life.
Yep, because I'm sure when he got taken, he was right about to go straight, settle down, marry a nice girl.
Yeah.
He should do an honorable thing and sell used cars.
Are you recruiting for your fictional car?
The worst part is that I was thinking, yeah, it would be a kind of a cool idea if I was a used car salesman. Like, the moment Dave said that he had dealerships, I'm like, man, wouldn't it be great to be a used car salesman that's like an awful con man?
Ooh, we could have known each other, and I could have run a car dealership, and it could have been one of my dealers.
Yeah.
Or maybe I now run a car dealership as pretending to be a person and do one of my... I don't know.
Well, that's something you can do in-game, but as I said, like, when I pick up, you're going to be 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, like, 10 seconds out of the Fae. So maybe it's more like we don't know each other inside the Fae, but it turns out that, like, our fetches kind of flock together naturally.
That's true.
Okay.
You could have a fake life going on.
Bill McKinley had a fake life going on.
Yep.
And that would be how we, like, that would be kind of how our characters stick together. Like, we find out, holy shit, I'm running a car dealership. Holy shit, I'm your salesman.
Do you want to know what their slogan is?
What's their slogan?
No one can go down under our prices.
Because you're maybe Australian.
Yes.
You're convinced you're Australian.
Yes.
You're passably Australian to people who have never met an Australian person.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be he fakes an accent.
All right, so I need to have been gone for a short period of time in the real world, but a long period of time in the Fae world. What would be reasonable to allow my fetch to have established a life in that period of time?
Become a used car salesman doesn't sound that difficult. Maybe like a year.
Okay, so I was gone for a year, but it was actually like 40 years.
Yeah. Did you have any family or anyone left behind?
Oh, yeah. And a mom, a dad, a younger sister.
Okay.
And an older brother. I am the failure of a middle child of a family. No, I don't know. What if I had like 8 siblings?
Okay.
So you just kind of forgotten.
Like, well, smack lucky we have 7 middle, spares. Yeah. Oh, God. And your fetch is the favorite now.
It's like, what do I do? Well, he seems like he's leading a pretty good life. Just,
yeah.
Now what?
Son, I'm so proud. You really pulled yourself together this last year.
Get married, a kid on the way.
These last 10 minutes have been the best of my life.
Oh, I'm liking this more and more. This came out of nowhere. Thank you, guys. You really helped me refine this.
Yeah, that's why we do it in a group. It's really helpful, I think.
It's like, all right, so I come out of it. I come out of it an old man now. How old are you? Like 65? Sounds pretty good.
You can get the senior discount then.
At least I can get senior discount. I don't have any.
How long to remember?
Yeah, how long is too long?
The cutoff they list in here is if you're in the Fae for more than 50 years.
Boy, that's a bunch.
Yeah. But time also moves like
weird.
Weird.
Yeah, and you can live super long if you're a changeling, and you get powerful, you can just keep going and going and going. But 40 years is fine. Or actually, it'd be less. Yeah, 40 years. Okay. 40 years.
I'm thinking I was in the Fae for like maybe like it felt like a year or so, but it's actually been, you know, a very long time.
Okay, so Georgiana and I have like inverted fates here. She was in there for a short time, but okay.
Yeah.
But everyone I know is dead.
No. I think she got the better end of the deal.
Yeah, she's coming out in the world of smartphones and technology.
Yes,
I already had all those things.
Machine that doesn't know how to use it.
What the fuck is texting?
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit? Is that like carrier pigeon?
No. You don't have a cell phone?
Hey, you guys hear New Kids on the Block? Anyone New Kids on the Block?
Donnie Wahlberg's my favorite.
Oh, God. I have a question. When you say escaping from your captor,
yep.
And you said you can potentially earn your freedom, how would that work?
Well, I mean, they're capricious creatures. Like, they sometimes like making deals or bets or any kind of thing. Like, or some of them might say, you're going to work for me for 10 years, and then you go free. Or sometimes they forget you. Like, I'm not interested in snakes anymore. Now I'm all about diamond mining. And they just leave you in whatever pen you live in.
For what days. If they're killed?
God, snakes That's were true. So last 10 minutes ago.
Because I'm considering maybe I'm a gladiator of some sort.
Okay.
What if your masters killed because they were considered right bastards even amongst the Fae?
Okay.
Could you kill a Fae?
Other Fae could probably kill a Fae.
Yes, Fae can be killed. In their own realm, they are nearly invincible gods. If you can get them out of their realm somehow, their power decreases, and basically the further they stray from their area, the less powerful they are.
Hmm.
Can you trick them?
Yes.
Okay. What if you're just really good at wheeling and dealing and talking?
I don't think you can trick a Fae.
You can, like... They're not. They're not omnipotent. They probably tell you they're omnipotent, and they know a lot about what's going on in their own area. But I mean, they can't necessarily read minds.
Unless they can read minds.
Yeah, some can. And some of them, like, it's kind of hard to ascribe them to a specific thing because they're completely mutable. Like. A Fae that is an old swamp hag could do that for 100 years and then decide, like, you know what, I want to go be a dragon that sleeps in a big mountain clearing.
Who doesn't?
So, or maybe she wants to be a hottie again.
And then it's like, I'm going to go do that.
Hmm.
It's kind of the perks of being an immortal, near omnipotent creature.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
All right. So mechanically, if I were like something like a Fae Blat, basically the Fae equivalent of a blackjack dealer, what would be more fitting for, like, what would be a fitting seeming for that? I'm thinking the Faeris would be pretty good. Alternatively, the Wizened.
Yeah, those are the two I was going to suggest. Let's see. Yeah, I think there's a Faeris performer one that might.
Yeah, I'm looking at Dancer right now. You know, and it's the people who, like, they are apparently able to just move around and, like, they have really high, like, they're agile and graceful and stuff. So maybe that's that's one way of putting it. The Wizened, I wasn't sure if that was more like like somebody who is good with their hands, or like is an artist or something like that. But
yeah, usually they are more like makers than performers.
Hmm. Okay. So then, Dancer sounds like the way to go.
Okay.
So all right, my seeming is Dancer then.
And well, your kith is Dancer. Your seeming is Fairest.
Oh, okay. So I am the fairest of dancers. I dance with my hands.
Are you Tiny Dancer or are you human?
For some reason, I'm imagining you put tutus on your fingers and then...
Watch him go.
Amazing.
Yeah, the pirouette is not impressive.
So, do Fae people just come into our realm just to steal people? Or do they, like, do human stuff for a while just because they want to?
I don't see why they couldn't have a few drinks while they're here.
Yeah, some of them basically come out and socialize, like, basically the equivalent of slumming. Like, haha, I'm in this shitty place, ironically. Some of them come expressly to steal people. Other people wander in by accident because there's just openings places. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you can wander into the Fae. And some of them are slavers. Like, they're not all powerful creatures. It's just a goblin who comes out, steals a bunch of kids, and then sells them off to whoever wants.
Okay. I'm thinking that I sold my guy a lemon and got pissed.
I have an idea.
You never sell a Fae lemon. Unless it's an actual, like, fruit.
An actual lemon. This isn't in the car at all.
Yeah, you just convinced him that this lemon was an actual car?
Yes.
Small child comes up to me and demands that I do a trick. I do the trick. He's delighted by this and asks me to do it again. I do it again. And again. And again. And before I know it, I'm trapped in his realm and he is laughing like an idiot the entire time for 30 years straight.
And it's just
like,
same,
this has been
like
fun.
Your worst
okay.
Trick. too.
Yeah, it's just like it's got your nose.
Oh, there's a coin behind your ear.
Oh
my! It's just like, oh,
look at me,
my
I can
God.
Float.
Ooh, and I do like the what is it? The shift David your heel thing. Yeah, the David Blaine thing.
Well, I can make this pencil wavy.
Oh, look, there's two coins. Oh, now there's three.
Just doing it again and again and again. And then finally, yeah, like after 40 years, basically the capricious little bastard is like, ah, that was fun. Okay.
Yeah. Snaps his fingers. You're back. It's 10 seconds later. Mm. What a bastard.
It's so hilarious. I don't think 10 seconds later would quite work out, but I'll say a year. That sounds good.
Okay. So it sounds like Tom is pretty far along. Anyone else want to throw some stuff at me?
I'm not physically next to you, so I can't, but... Okay.
Well, hold on. We can still throw stuff at him.
And she did. She's a bitch.
Okay,
that's not a bitch.
If north is that way, that means you're over there.
Did you throw something due west?
Yes, I threw a penny. It hit the wall.
Okay.
You gonna go call Kevin a bitch now?
No, because he didn't hit me.
It'd be really difficult.
I'd be very impressed.
As would I, if I could get a penny into orbit just by throwing it. Because it would need to be in orbit for a little bit.
Also, I'd probably be dead.
No, I don't think so, because there's still a maximum, you know, terminal velocity. For a penny, and I don't think it's enough to kill someone.
No.
What are all these on the character sheet? What are all these extra kits that aren't in the book? Just
probably
splat book stuff.
Books.
Yeah, probably in splat books. I haven't looked at any of.
Is there any special thing about, like, Chronicle and Virtue and Vice and all that?
So, Virtue and Vice is something that all characters in World of Darkness have, which is the 7 Deadly Sins and the 7 Cardinal Virtues. It's... Everybody has one, so... It's just something you're going to decide later in the process if your character is, you know, hopeful, but a glutton. And that playing those recovers willpower points for you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chronicle is just their name for a campaign. So when I come up with the title to the campaign.
No, court is, you know, autumn, summer, that thing.
Yeah, and you guys might join a court eventually. Most changelings do, but so far you have had no interaction with courts.
So how many contracts or how many points or circles or whatever do we have in contracts?
So I think, let me check for you, but you're probably going to want to do other stuff first because a bunch of them have requirements on them that you need to meet. But you guys are going to start with 5 dots to distribute among contracts, at least 2 of which have to be in your seeming or court contracts.
Okay.
If you guys want, you can save some dots for when you join a court.
What's this called? Virtue. Mm.
So with flaws, is that like an actual thing or just like my thing of basically scared of lights?
It is an actual thing. You can take flaws to get points in character creation. Let me find it. You would probably have a flaw related to your age and size.
Okay. Haha, you guys have to babysit.
What are catches?
A catch on a contract is something that allows you to use that contract for free. So normally you'd have to spend glamour to power the magic, but if the catch is met, you don't have to. So, for instance, I think the spider climbing one, the catch is, if it's wood or stone, outdoors at night. So under those circumstances, you wouldn't have to spend any of your glamour to skitter up the wall. You could just do it. And everything except goblin contracts have a catch that allow you to use it for free.
Gotcha.
Or there's one that, like, hides all tracks of your passing, but the catch is you have to, like, lick your thumb and leave a thumbprint in a mirror. And that'll be the one track that remains of you.
But with my Bright Ones thing, I can just illuminate basically at will, right?
Yes, that's not a contract. You can just do that.
Okay, that's just a thing that I do.
Okay, yes, you can take a flaw, and at my discretion, if a flaw adversely hinders you in a session, I can award you bonus experience.
Okay.
Do you have to take a flaw?
No. It's a completely optional subsystem. I could decide to not use it. In fact, I'm not sure if I will. I'm not sure if there's any special changeling flaws. Someone's gonna talk, or I'm gonna call on someone.
Okay. I'm sorry. What are we asking for?
So, is everybody, have people figured out kind of their broad concept and the kind of seemings and kiths they want to go for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, Alice, you having some problems?
Well, I'm just trying to think of who she was before.
Okay. Well.
And of course, the whole temporal bit.
Yep.
I need to go to the restroom. I'm going to go do that.
You want to talk us through what you've got so far?
I guess she was just taken to be something of a pet snake.
Okay.
And I guess thrown into a pit of various poisonous things to be the gladiator and kind of fight her way out, I guess.
Okay.
And she won!
So you were part of like this bestiary?
Guess,
basically
yes.
An animal fighting ring?
Is basically. The beast Deadpool?
Ah,
took bets.
I kind of was thinking to, I guess this vague notion I remember in like Inuyasha or something, where there was some monster that kind of fought out of a pit of venomous things and kind of incorporated all of the losers to an extent. But,
Nope, that works for me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, do you remember True Legend, Alice?
Oh, yes.
The guy who, he made himself more powerful by having the snakes bite him and absorbing their poison.
Yes, the Poison Master guy. Yep.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of that.
So something along that vein.
Okay. That works for me. I guess. I think everybody left to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
In a moment, we can work on putting some dots on paper.
Okay. Actually doing the things.
And first, I need to stop my cat from licking salad dressing.
Why would you do that? This is right as an American.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. He's a cat. I don't think he gets representation.
No. Taxation without representation. Also no taxation.
Yeah. I will not rest until a cat is in Congress.
I will not rest until cats are taxed.
Ooh. Cat is my mic muted or did I unmute it?
You unmuted it.
You're talking again. You're
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking that my master enjoys two things. One, the natural world as a novelty, but especially how to create pain and despair using it.
Yay!
Like, this guy is sadistic to an extreme. Loves nothing more than torturing things. The bigger and better, more powerful thing he can torture, the better. So, like, another Fae is the ultimate prize for him.
I see.
What happened to him? How did you get free?
Well, as it turns out, torturing other Fae gets you enemies. So a bunch of other Fae collaborated to lure him from his realm and imprison him forever.
There's my pencil.
So one day he was just gone.
Question, do we know all these rules? And stuff like, do we know that there's a fake version of us back?
No,
not necessarily.
Your characters do not know that.
My fake version settled down and have kids.
Is there always a fake version of you?
No, not necessarily. Sometimes you just disappeared, or sometimes they'll leave a fake version of you, but like over the course of the next month, it gets sick and dies.
Just like Halo.
Meow. What the hell is that shit, Winston?
Yeah, sometimes they don't care. You just disappear, and they don't bother replacing you.
Oh, that could
be it. It probably takes some time and effort.
Oh, my mic was muted.
Meow.
Okay. Let's start putting dots on paper, now that you guys have a general concept.
Okay. Yep.
So the first thing we do is attributes, which are your broad like physical, mental, and social characteristics.
Oh, we don't do this virtue vice concept court thing?
He already went over that.
Well, we didn't really do it. That's kind of part of the final details.
Yeah. Okay. It's a personality thing.
Yep.
Are you the Chronicle?
No, the Chronicle is the name of the campaign. Okay. You can just leave it blank for right now. So, first thing you do is you assign a priority to your attributes. So, you have physical, mental, and social, and you decide what's your most important, second most, and third most. You get 5 points to spend in your top priority, 4 to spend in your second, and 3 in your final one. An average score is 2 dots. You get 1 dot in everything for free, because you're alive.
Is that what that darkened spot is?
Yes.
I'm guessing because there are dead people, they don't get that.
Well, if you're a physical ambulatory creature, then you have a dot.
Even the zombie.
Zombies might not have some of the mental stuff. I think the final dot costs double, so if in your first priority you wanted to pour it all into one, which I really don't recommend doing.
Yeah, that's all you could do.
Yes.
Primary, secondary, and tertiary, then.
Yep.
Okay, so mental, physical, and the other one.
That's the columns?
Social,
or mental, yes.
Mental, and then physical.
So, intelligence, wits, and resolve is mental. Strength, dex, and stamina is physical. Presence, manipulation, and composure are social.
And each of our things, they have like a thing, like a primary stat that you should focus on? Like a warrior, does strength, like this one, or...
Not necessarily. It kind of depends on what you want to do. Like, I mean, if you want to be like a shooty kind of fight person, then dexterity would be a good thing to have. If you wanted to be a physical warrior, strength would be. If you want to be sneaky, that dex and wits are probably good. If you want to be a con man, then manipulation
is probably
and
good.
Probably yeah. Presence.
Yes. I'm gonna have that. But wits would also be important for conning people, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So how
Wait,
many
conning
do we
people?
Get?
Yeah, manipulation and wits.
Probably presence and composure is good too.
Yeah.
So how many points do we get in our...
5, 4, 3.
Yep.
5, 4, 3. Okay. And the one that's already there doesn't count?
Right, that's free. So as I said, an average is 2. So even in your tertiary, you could be average in everything if you wanted to distribute it evenly.
So that means we're talking like 3, 3, and 2 would be valid for your primary.
Okay, so 5. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you could do that.
Or 4, 2, 2, you know.
What is resolve?
Like, resolve is your mental resistance, and you... Let me find the entry, and I can read you exactly what it says.
I figure age has taken some of my physical acuity.
Makes sense.
So I have 1 for strength, which is also my tertiary.
So resolve is focus and determination, the capacity to stay on target, ignore distractions, and resist coercion or browbeating. Your mental fortitude and personal conviction.
Okay. And wits is street smarts, like wisdom, I guess. Or whatever.
Yeah, wits is kind of your ability to think on your feet and how quickly you think.
Okay.
And then intelligence is raw brain power. As you can see, probably on your sheets, it has it listed down the side, power, finesse, and resistance. So, power, like intelligence is your raw mental power. Strength is your raw physical power. And presence is your raw social power. And then finesse and resistance.
Gotcha.
I am very average.
We all kind of are.
Except my strength is the shit.
Yeah. Oh, like, I made my presence
and manipulation
girl and all. Shit.
I put most of my stuff in presence and manipulation.
Yeah, I've got intelligence, stamina, and composure is my highest, actually.
My highest are intelligence, presence, and dexterity.
Manipulation.
They're all at 3.
I have my intelligence at 4, whereas stamina and composure are at 3.
Wits, dexterity,
it works out
they
get 2 things at 4, right?
You could actually have 3 things at 4 if you wanted to be absolute ass and everything else.
Yeah. Actually, I could put my composure at 4. There
are
we
Dave
are.
And I turning into a two-man screw con?
Good.
Yeah, that's...
I think Dave and I are. I think Dave and I are turning into a two-man con.
Just don't follow the lights, guys. Whatever you do, don't follow the lights.
Dave, I don't remember hearing anything about your time in the Fae. I know a lot about your mortal life.
Okay. Yeah. So I know that why I went over there, but what did I do over there?
Well, why did you go over there, and what were you doing?
Oh, because I sold my... The guy was just over doing shit in human worlds and just fucking around. And
yeah.
I sold him a shitty car and tricked him.
So it sounds like...
And he got mad at me.
Wouldn't it be funny if...
That's exactly what happened then. Trying to think of what...
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if he decided as punishment to send you working on the Incredible Machine. Whatever the Incredible Machine is. I don't know. It's just a conceptual thing.
But no, I'm assuming he has to work in a lemon orchard.
Or yes. It could be
I was thinking
jackass
maybe
that Kevin works for.
Internally made me
like a test subject for what Kevin's guy been doing.
So you were probably... Basically, you were set to fix a car that could never fucking be fixed.
Yeah, try to sell someone a car that's obviously super shitty and never succeeding. Yeah. Maybe.
Or, are you going with mirror skin?
Yeah. I need to trick
you. It could be a straight-up torture, let me see what happens if I turn your bones to jelly.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna have my electric guy electrocute you for 10 days.
Oh, maybe I could turn you into a car.
Yeah.
Oh no. Actually, wouldn't it be kind of funny if the
mirrors?
Because the Fae can access memories and things like that. Wouldn't it be funny if they made him relive being sold the lemons that he sold people? Like anything bad that happened to them, any car accidents, things like that.
I do need to do the whole switching skin thing.
Yeah,
And that would make you an oddly compassionate person.
Oh, maybe I was working for him to try to get shit from people and trick them. Like use my
skills
to trick other people.
Like a trickster person.
Because he would love anything that could get you to lure things to his domain.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah, that's true. You could be the bait.
Yeah, so I try to just convince people and trick people.
Find marks.
Yeah.
Get them in there.
Okay, that sounds, yeah.
All right, I never want to be in another tea party again.
Okay. Well, you know what? This kind of sounds like the kind of bastard who might have a animal cage fight with all the venomous creatures.
Oh, he would.
And I'm thinking if we have someone going out into the mortal baiting people back, someone could have tricked our snake lady.
Yes, because I haven't found a way for her to get in either. So,
yeah, you might have been lured in by a handsome shape changing stranger.
It could
for some odd reason convinced you to come in with the promise of a car.
Hey, for a preteen girl, a car is like the most liberating thing.
It really is.
Especially in the 80s.
A convertible.
Not me.
Yeah, it's not the preteen girl, because she was always the fairest, partying.
I was partying.
I don't think my guy had a lot of fairest going on. That wasn't his dig.
All the parties.
Just card tricks.
Well, I could help lead them out by telling them not to follow the lights. Whatever you do! No, that light, no!
Yeah, that light leads to endless torture land. You don't want to go there.
Do you want to have a one-year-long tea party? Where there's no actual tea or food?
Yes.
And you have to talk to Mr. Scruffy, the stuffed teddy bear.
Yes.
So, I'm assuming
that is weird!
Thank you for redlining my microphone and my ears.
Nope.
Yep.
So what's next after putting points, the top attribute points?
Oh, skills. So just like your attributes, you're going to assign a primary, a secondary, and a tertiary in order of importance to you in mental, physical, and social. And then distribute them. You have, it's 11, 7, and 4.
Okay. 11, 7, 4.
And you can use anything unskilled, but you'll take a penalty, as noted above. Obviously, mental are the hardest to use unskilled.
Gotcha. What is this, like, thing they can write next to the dots?
So that's specialties. You're going to get some free specialties, but essentially it's one aspect of the skill, so that you are super good at. Let me pull one up to give you some good examples.
11, 7, 5, you said?
4.
Yes.
11, 7, 4. Okay.
Yeah, so for academics, like, you could specialize in anthropology, art, English, history, law, religion, or research. For drive, it could be motorcycles, high-performance cars, or it could be a situational. You're super good at shaking off tails. Or stunt driving.
Or maybe you have your commercial driver's license.
For stealth, you could specialize in camouflage, or disappearing in a crowd, or hiding in darkness, or moving through the woods. For weaponry, it could be a specific weapon.
So what does expression mean?
Expression is a communication both to entertain and inform. So it covers writing and spoken word, journalism, creative writing, acting, music, dance.
And subterfuge?
Subterfuge is lying.
Okay.
Skill of lying and deceiving.
It's streetwise is,
you know the streets, is, yeah. Wisely.
Yeah, you know how life on the streets works. You can gather information, make contacts, buy and sell illicit things.
And is 2 still average?
There's no average for skills. If you have any dots in it, then you have some training at it. Or some natural ability at it.
So, like, what's good? Like, it doesn't matter.
I would say, like, 3 is a professional level at something.
Okay.
Professional empathy. No.
Yeah. And, I mean,
11.
4 well, I is, mean, like, you know, top
therapist
of your field.
Have professional empathy.
Yeah, whereas 5 is, like, among the world's best.
Okay.
When you pick your specialties, if the role falls under that specialty, at my discretion, you get a bonus die. So you could have 2 points in larceny with a specialty in picking locks. And if you're picking a lock, it's as though you had 3 points in larceny.
Is skulking a specialty of stealth?
What do you mean by skulking, exactly?
I mean exactly that, skulking.
In what situations would skulking be different than just being stealthy?
Good question.
It is what I'm trying to get at.
None.
Do you have to justify these things?
I mean, they shouldn't be really weird. Like, what do you mean by justify?
Like, you put 4 points in the cult for no reason. I'm not doing that.
A car salesman would not have 4
no,
points.
No, I just...
Yeah,
maybe
but
he had an odd hobby.
Maybe in your time in the Fae, you learned it.
I'm just giving...
You could. Or, you know, your car salesman was into some weird after-hours shit. Like,
maybe he was a Wiccan. Who
knows?
He was
a member of a secret society that worshipped Lucifer or some shit.
It was... 11, 7, 4, was it?
Yes.
And it's on the bottom of the character creation sheet as well.
Drive.
Yeah,
it is,
in
yeah,
the fine
character
print.
Sheet walks you all through it.
Character sheet's got a fine print thing. Plus 3 specialties.
And politics is actual politics, not just or would like.
So it's actual politics life. As well as like navigating bureaucracy.
So not like trying to get in with the cool kids or something like that, like the social politics stuff.
Yeah, getting in with the cool kids would be socialize.
Okay. I don't really know what to put these last things in.
I'm so good at expressing myself. All of this,
what each one means.
Okay.
Okay. So what's going on? I want a way to get a drink.
Oh, just same.
Still doing skills? Okay, yes. Cool. I finished. Wait, that's why I went away.
What page shows what each of them means?
That's in the Base World of Darkness book. It starts on page 64. No, sorry. More than that. 54.
54.
Yeah, and it has long examples of each type of skill, as well as examples of specialties you could take.
I don't know why I did it. I mean, I loved Tony. I didn't want to hurt him. Not intentionally. But I guess a part of me must
Please
have, right?
Do not.
I mean, why would I go off with that other guy?
Okay.
Don't.
Never do that again, Kevin.
Why not?
I have to read enough of these fucking books.
You don't want to relive them.
Yeah.
Yeah, White Wolf hates paper. They never get to the fucking point.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and it's just a bunch of text, and I got kind of lost.
Yeah. The Changeling book is 354 pages.
How much is the actual book?
10 pages.
Okay. Yeah, there's like 5 pages of rules.
Yeah. And then 345
pages
of setting.
Bullshit. Yes. Setting that you're not even necessarily going to use and probably actually won't.
Yeah, I was reading it. It was just like this story about some news reporter and... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the introduction to World of Darkness that's like 10 pages long and doesn't actually go anywhere.
Yeah, I get it. This guy's going to be a vampire. I get it.
Yep. Welcome to White Wolf's books.
Their settings are actually really good. It's just hard to sift through to get to anything you
want. Yeah, like, well, the settings should be their own goddamn books.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be randomly interspersed with
Or
their
it
rules.
Should just be a chapter, the setting.
Yeah, or a chapter. Just not randomly interspersed with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's got to put his creative shit out there somehow.
So, if you've already allocated your skill points, you also get 3 free specialties you can put in anything. And because you guys are changelings, you get 1 free skill specialty in athletics, brawl, or stealth, representing the physical changes that have happened to you.
Okay, so just 1 in that.
And then you get 3 that you can put in anything.
Anything.
So I have 3 more skill points to put in anything, and 1 in either athletics or brawl?
So it's a specialty, so you would write in, like... You specialize in expression of dance or creative writing, or you specialize in larceny in picking locks. You specialize in stealth of sneaking through the woods.
Is that that's the 1 extra point
hiding
that we get
from the lights? No.
Yeah, Being and if something falls within your specialty, you're essentially getting an extra point on that roll.
It, okay, so that you don't put the actual point in, like, the points?
No, just write whatever the specialty is beside it. And then when you make the roll, you can go, hey, does my drive motorcycle specialty apply here?
No, you're driving a boat.
Yeah.
So 3 in random.
Yeah, 3 in whatever you see fit, and then you get a special changeling one in athletics, brawl, or stealth.
Why isn't there a model rocket specialty for crafts?
Okay, so the 3 extra ones, are those ones that you just put in? Or do you have, are they?
You can
they're not,
put them.
You have to, okay.
You can put
you don't
them
have to justify
them.
And you don't have to, like, justify it. Like, it always will be there.
No, it's a specialty like the other one. So you pick a subsection of the skill that you're particularly good at.
Is there a, what is this, in the World of Darkness book?
Yes.
So we just get 4 specialties
page
that...
does it start on?
Okay.
You get four specialties, but one of them has to go in athletics, brawl, or stealth.
Okay. If I wanted to do something like manipulating small objects quickly, like pocket-sized objects, kind of this whole three-card Monty theme.
Larceny? Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to put it in athletics, but I think you're right. Yeah, larceny.
Yeah.
34. Skills.
Oh, just, like, are these things that actually exist, or can you make up?
Like, both. The skills section has some sample specialties, but you can pitch whatever ones you want to me, and then can approve them or tell Kevin that skulking is a stupid specialty.
We'll go hiding shadows. Is that a reason to be good at stealth?
Wow, that's a heavy chair if it's 40 pounds.
Okay, and driving cars is good for driving?
I think it needs to be more specific than cars.
Driving shitty cars.
Getting shitty cars to start.
Or
would be, like, a better thing for drive would be, like, getting shitty cars to go quickly, or, like, knowing how to accelerate a shitty car quickly.
I'm done with drive shitty cars. Like,
okay.
So how about electronics for a specialty in crafts?
That works for me.
Okay.
Wouldn't electronics be more computers, though?
Computers is like using computers, whereas electronics is like, oh, hey, I built a half-wave rectifier.
Hey, I'm from the 80s. I don't know shit about computers.
Sure you do. They're giant with green text on black screens.
Okay, so for subterfuge, selling people things they don't want?
You could use subterfuge or persuasion, depending on how honest you are. It sounds like that you fucking straight up lie to people, though. So subterfuge.
Okay, so that's
persuasion would be putting, you know, a positive spin on it, but you're just lying to people.
Persuasion and four in subterfuge as it is. Okay, but I'm probably gonna add the two specialties that I've left to those.
Have a craft specialty in rigged objects. Like, how would I word rigged objects? Like, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Jury rigging?
No, he's talking about like,
like
fake, like.
Yeah, like trick objects.
For what skill?
Crafts. Like putting together trick objects.
Crap, there is a word.
I guess I could just call
them.
Yeah, I pressed it. No, not prestidigitation.
No, not prestidigitation. No.
Do we write a specialty for all of these things, or?
No, you get three. In whatever you want, and then a special one for your physical changeling changes in athletics, brawl, or stealth.
Okay.
What's a good one for persuasion that I can add?
Let me look at what they have for samples.
I think there's like a fast talk.
Let's see, persuasion. Ba-ba-ba. Yeah, they have fast talking, inspiring troops, motivational speeches, sales pitches, or seduction. So sales pitches for you.
What page is this on?
82.
Okay. And this is the World of Darkness thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, World of Darkness book covers all the general rules, and Changeling covers all the Changeling specific stuff.
Seduction, eh? Hey, how come seduction isn't a thing?
Because seduction it's a combination of various things like persuasion, manipulation, and presence.
Gotcha. The persuasion is slightly bigger.
Yeah.
Would it be too cheesy and cliche to have the electric guy be good at sprinting?
No.
Are you sure?
Fine with me.
Okay. Ooh, I guess I'll put my subterfuge thing into disguise instead of selling people stuff, maybe. I don't know.
What would a good athletics thing for me be? Okay. Persuasion. What's a good specialty for persuasion? That would be something like keep going.
Well, there's a fast-talking one for you that probably be good. Let's see.
The idea of being like one more game. One more game.
Okay.
That's not quite fast-talking. That's egging people on.
Works for me.
Okay. I guess I think it could still fall under the...
Yeah, it could go into fast talking, but you mean you can go specifically, like, you know, push people on, egg them off.
Yeah, because fast talking is all about, you know, tricking people into agreeing into something they don't want. Yeah.
So.
It's more general.
This guy's turned out to be a jerk.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't make...
They are jerks, so whatever.
Maybe you shouldn't make a jerk, huh?
Nope, definitely making a jerk. All right.
Okay.
Would stealth be something like concealing objects on my person, or is that larceny?
It's part of larceny.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, any sort of the example specialties in larceny is concealing objects.
Yeah, like it seems that any sort of sleight of hand dealio is covered by larceny.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I pushed that forward then.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the main skill you used.
Hmm.
How are people doing with skills and skill specialties?
I'm doing pretty well.
I was thinking for survival, my specialty would be surviving in, like, woodlands.
Okay.
Just because, you know, getting away from my thing.
Yep.
Hmm.
Alice, I didn't actually hear what you said.
Wading my way through all the words.
Yeah, there sure are a lot of them.
Oh boy, are there. Okay, here's what you do. Put 5 bubbles in expression and then have your specialty be classical dance.
Let's see.
So you can, that means you can make it 6, right?
Yes.
Yes, your specialty could push you above 5.
I'm just
if ever you need to do a waltz, the world's best classical
dancer.
Hey, I'm great at socializing at formal events.
What a well-behaved child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I didn't pick up that teacup right, there was hell to pay.
Yeah, pinky out or you lose it.
That's why I have no fingers.
But then you couldn't even pick it up anymore. You'd have to use your stump.
Yep.
Your weird.
That's how I lost my feet.
Slowly losing all your limbs because you can't put your pinky toe out.
Yeah, I'm just worried about any specialty that I make being too broad. I don't want to do that.
Well, anything out of the book is fine, and then everything else just run by me. And after that, there's more bookkeeping, where you guys can write down the benefits and drawbacks of your seemings and kith.
Oh boy.
What?
So, for instance, darklings.
Where do you put that?
It's going to be around page 100 in the changeling book, but everyone has a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Oh, I meant like in the character sheet. Where do you put it?
Oh, bottom right.
Depends on the character sheet.
Well, bottom right on the one I'm looking at, the one page one.
I have the two page one. It's on the second page. Seeming blessing and seeming curse.
Okay. Okay.
For instance, if you're a Darkling, you can spend your glamour to improve your wits, subterfuge, and stealth when you roll it. You also benefit from 9 again on stealth pools.
What?
When you make a roll in this game, you're rolling 10-sided dice equal to whatever skill plus stat you're using. So if you're trying to sneak around, you're probably going to be rolling dex plus stealth. So whatever the total number of dots there is, you're rolling that many 10-sided dice. 8s, 9s, and 10s are successes.
Okay.
For most rolls, you benefit from what's called 10 again, that if you roll a 10, it's a success. You get to pick it up and roll it again and try to get another success. So for Darklings, doing stealth stuff, they get the success and re-roll on 9s and 10s.
Okay. That's the blessing that you get?
Yes. Well, they get that, and they can spend glamour to improve wits, subterfuge, and stealth.
Ah, jeez, where the hell is...
Yeah, writing.
Whereas I can spend a point of glamour to add my weird rating to my health dots for the remainder of a scene.
I wish I knew where... Blessing... And curse. Okay. No, that is super small. That is the smallest font I've ever seen.
It is really small.
You could write it on paper.
Oh, God, no.
I know, right? Paper. It's the worst.
Shit. Well, it's only small if I copy it over.
Okay, well, I've taken mine down.
Okay.
So where does it say the seeming blessing and seeming curse?
Are you on the two-page one?
Yeah. I know on the
character. Oh. In the general description.
Yeah, for page 113, seeming. Right above the kith. Thing for you.
Okay.
And we need to put the curse too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have a hard time doing magic during the day. Even worse if you can see the sun.
I have a hard time dealing with people.
I'm callous.
Yep.
The hell is my curse?
Even though I actually gave myself a lot of empathy because I figure I've seen every emotion.
That's true, but you're still fighting with the fact that you are fundamentally not human.
Yes.
I also gave myself some empathy, because it's like, holy shit, I did this kind of thing to my family by being just an unfeeling shit.
You had eternal tea parties?
Well, not that, but I was just an annoying shitbag. As all children are.
Yeah, that's how children are. Mm-hmm. They're selfish, inconsiderate little shits.
What are the... I'm having a trouble determining the, I'm having trouble determining the, seeming drawback for Fairest. Okay. Where does it list that?
It's page 113. It's right below the blessing. Yeah, so you have a blessing for both the seeming, so you have one for Fairest, and then you have one for your kith, which is Dancer. So you actually get two benefits, and then a curse.
I can't read this font, it's so small.
Yeah.
I keep on losing my spot.
You're bad at not losing clarity.
Yes.
It's so easy.
So I can kill someone and be like, oh, okay.
No. Because losing clarity is bad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. if you kill someone, your psyche takes a bigger hit.
My blessing.
Oh, that's neat.
What?
I suffer no untrained penalty for social skills.
Yep. Hmm.
It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty sweet.
Okay. People done writing that stuff down?
Nope.
Nope.
I am.
Still going.
I keep on getting lost every time I look down to write what.
You're good at social skills, and you can make light.
I would just like to say light, that I and then I can make it painful. Hard. Wouldn't it be great if your tormenting captors were the sort of will-o-wisp? It's just a ball of light. But if it wants to speak or anything, it just bounces up and down and jingles. You lift up your teacup, take a sip, it bounces up and down, jingles, and takes off your pinky.
I actually have all my fingers.
But... aww.
I can't fit all this.
What you is don't the have to put the entire all? Thing, like...
When you roll a 9, you can pick it up and re-roll to try to get an additional success. So 9s and 10s are both successes. On a normal roll, you can re-roll 10s to try to get another one. If you 9 again, then it's 9s and 10s.
So okay, you're basically gray shading criticals, almost.
Yeah, there are even some rare things that let you 8 again.
Cool.
So any success you pick up and try to get more success.
Wow.
I think one of the hearth luck contracts lets you do that.
Oh my. That sounds schnazzy.
What does it mean by once per scene?
It's pretty direct. Once, like, I determine what exactly a scene is, but generally, if it's taking place in one location, in a continuous area.
Okay.
Like, so that power you can use pretty much every scene.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have my blessings and curses. I don't have my contract's merits or flaws yet.
No,
we have not done those yet.
Good. Or my derived stats.
No, that'll be the last thing we do.
I can conceal myself in light.
I still don't have my my athletic sprawl or stealth specialty. Not really sure what there would apply.
Well, how did you change physically in the... with your whole thingy thing?
I figured I just aged terribly.
But you didn't gain any supernatural physical ailments? Or advantages?
Do you get a curse for your kit?
No.
I suppose I just keep, I like, The problem is I wanted to say something like, I just, after doing the tricks over and over and over again, my hands just became incredibly fast.
Yeah, you could have, like, quintuple jointed fingers if you wanted. Like, big, like, weird spidery things.
Wait, what is this exactly?
What my mutation is.
Wait, where is, what? Mutant. I got lost now.
Your time in the Fae changes you physically. So, I mean, you obviously can morph yourself however you want, but yeah, you look different. You're probably, like, darklings tend to be kind of shadowy and insubstantial.
Yeah, can I guess I'll be, like, not any, like, physical features that are there long. Like, I keep, like, melting.
Oh, yeah, maybe I became super, like a contortionist almost, just because of all of the movement that I've been doing the entire time.
Okay.
All right, so I'll take a specialty in contortionism. Working to, whatever the...
contortion.
The that is. Yeah, contortion, yeah, thank
that
you.
That works.
Wait, where... Is this still the skills? Or...
Yeah, he was trying to figure out what his...
I still
his
hadn't
athletics,
figured out what my station was.
Brawl stealth specialty was.
Okay.
In this case, it appears to be contortion.
Mm-hmm.
I can bend my body in strange ways.
But just your hands.
I'm sure it might it extended to other parts of my body.
Like your ankles.
Oh, no, stop it.
Yeah, super good at limbo.
Okay, I have my curses.
Like Hermes good.
Folks, ready for me to move on?
Yeah, yep. Sorry sure. about that.
Okay.
Just finishing my typings.
Okay.
Do, 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 do.
Contracts. It's time to figure out some magic shit.
Yay, magic shit.
The only Ooh. Stuff Kevin likes.
I forgot what page magic shit was.
Starts on 124.
Of the changeling?
Yeah, of the changeling book, yes. Let me check something. Trying to see what you guys can take for goblin contracts at the start.
Do we have to take goblin contracts?
Nope.
No.
Nick just sounds... really wants us to.
I think they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, what, 5 circles on
it? Yes, you have 5 dots that you can spend in your contracts. At least 2 have to go to either your seeming or your court contract. So.
Yep, and being that we do not have...
Yeah, you don't have courts right now. If you want to set aside those points to save them for when you get a court, that's fine with me.
Okay, so we have to find our...
Yes, every court has a contract.
Is mine the contracts of Mirror? Or. I don't know. Smoke.
Yes. So for Darkling, it is Darkness is your court contract.
Okay.
So you can pull from that, or you can take the universal ones Dream, Hearth, Mirror, or Smoke. You may also put points in goblin contracts. You can take any amount of 1-dot goblin contracts.
So how many points do we have exactly? Again?
5.
So if I use one that costs 2, it takes up 2 of them. Okay.
So you have to buy it in order, essentially. So if you want to... Like, so if you put 1 point in smoke, you can do that 1-dot smoke thing. If you put 2 in, you can do the 1 and 2-dot smoke thing.
So, wait, that counts as 3, or if it counts as...
No, that's 2. It's a hierarchy, it builds up. So, however many dots you put in it, you can use that power and anything lesser.
Okay.
I'm confused.
I don't know how this...
And you have to take at least 2 points in your main thing.
Or your court, but if you, since you guys don't have courts yet, you can set it aside. Save for later. So, Georgie, if you wanted to put 2 dots into Vainglory, then that would give you access to both the Mask of Superiority and the Songs of Distant Arcadia.
Okay. I don't need a point. Oh, continue.
Okay, so I just put Vangloria or whatever, and then put
however
1 to 5 dots in it.
Yes. And then you have access to however many dots plus all the lower level skills within it.
So, I don't need to put points into Skin Mask, right? Because I can already do what it does? Or do I have to...
If you wanted to buy up that tree, you would have to take it.
But, like, I can...
But you can choose to not take that.
But I can, like, change form without putting anything in contracts.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Because that's an innate physical capability that you have.
Okay.
George, you might want to look at contracts of smoke, because there's a bunch of them that just create darkness and get rid of light.
Okay, so smoke is the only ones I can do?
Yeah, so there's universal ones, the smoke, mirror, hearth, and dreams. Anyone can take. Then, aside from that, you have access to what's your seeming special one. So, Vainglory, Fang and Talon, Elemental, and I might have missed some. Darkness. You can also take 1 dot Goblin contracts if you want.
Those count towards the 4 things?
Yes.
I don't really want to take any things that cost 2 points in this.
So you're going to spread your stuff out then?
Well, I thought you had to take 2 points in your main thing.
No. Okay.
You can save 1 point for court.
You can save them both for court if you want.
So it's 5 in total?
Yes.
Okay.
Wondering, goblin contracts, here we are.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty for 1 dot, though. Although there might be one you like, because it's luck manipulation.
Hmm. Trading luck for fate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Smoke.
I know you were also interested in dream. Which is the ability to go into people's dreams and shape it.
I actually took Hearth, 2 of Hearth.
Okay.
When you take a goblin contract, you have to very specifically take... one of the 1 dot ones?
Yeah, so goblin contracts, you have to buy piecemeal. So, like, you spent 1 dot on trading luck for fate, and that's all you get.
Okay.
But you can also skip up to higher ones without taking the lower ones.
So I spent only 3 points. And I have that other point for later when the thing comes along.
What did you spend your points in?
Darkness and smoke.
Okay. So you have 2 points. It's 5 points in total.
Oh, 5 points.
Yes, okay. Two of which must be spent in either, for you, it would be darkness or a court contract. But you don't have a court yet, so you can put it aside if you want, or you could use it to buy up a bunch of darkness.
I'll just spend another thing in darkness, I guess.
Okay.
So
I have 1 point in vainglory, and then 3 in smoke.
Okay.
And then 1 saved.
I hate light.
Fuck you, light. But I can create it!
Yes.
Wait, so you spend them on specific things, not just...
No, you spend them on a specific kind of contract. So okay. Georgie Pitt spent 3 points in smoke. So that means she gets the first 3 abilities in smoke.
Okay, no matter what. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I want to put the other point in my vainglory or if I want to save it for court. I'm assuming I could spend it when I figure that out.
Yep. You guys should encounter the different courts pretty early on and find out what they're all about.
Cool.
You guys are going to have a very stealthy and lie-heavy party.
I don't lie. Yeah. I just express myself.
I just want to point out that anything that I say to somebody is totally true, and they're just making the decision to go along with it themselves.
Okay.
I'd tell people the truth actually is.
It's not lying, it's acting. See, sweetie? It's acting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I do like is that World of Darkness lends itself to creating a party packed to the brim with awful people. Awful, okay. Awful people.
I'm not awful. I'm acting.
Yeah, and Changeling in particular tends to result in paranoid, traumatized, and bitter people.
Hmm.
Because slavery.
Oh, I'm loving my virtue and vice combo. I always like the prudence-greed combo, because it's like, greed is good. Greed is very good.
Going to be 14.
It's like, what is the most efficient path I can take to get as much money as possible?
That is the exact same age as the Queen of the Autumn Court.
Okay.
Just can hang out.
It's funny because I think that was one I was glancing at.
Mm-hmm. Me and the you Queen guys are going to have BFFs. Sleepovers.
Could be.
Boys, sleepovers.
I hope you do have sleepovers. In fact, the Queen of the Autumn Court loves sleepovers because she harvests all of her glamour from the dreams of others. She's all about the sleepovers.
Can't sleep. Lights will get me.
I actually like the winter stuff.
Because autumn was fears, right? Yeah.
Yes, autumn is the court of fear, and they are kind of all about the magical power.
Mm. Hey, I'm good at magic. I'm one of the fairest.
I'm a big fan of the winter stuff just because of the, what do you call it? The idea, like the theme that I'm going with of just making people's lives miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, winter is... Their key emotion is sorrow, and basically their plan is, like, we got away, let's just hide forever. Let's shut our doors and not draw attention
to
ourselves.
Come on, let's just get the Ben and Jerry's and watch sappy movies.
So I've got 2 in Hearth and 1 Goblin contract, specifically trading fortune for fate.
I think I'm just going to do 4 in Elements Electricity.
Just buy it straight up.
Yep. And save 1 for my court contract.
Kevin?
What?
Are you is the real Bill McKinley slightly overweight?
No.
And is he a jolly man with blue skin?
Nope. Nothing like that, actually.
Okay. It's like, are you making Storm Spirit, Kevin?
Wouldn't pop.
Is your character gay?
No.
He wasn't before we went into the Fae. What is it,
Kevin? Who knows now?
Now he goes all ways.
What happens in Fae Town stays in Fae Town. Jesus. I am looking at the shit Kevin can do now.
A lot. With electricity.
Yes.
Electricity.
Eliminates a person's ability to experience positive emotions for a significant period of time.
I'm going to try to destroy the world by both having my light on and doing Shadow Path. See if I can end the world that way by canceling things out.
Yeah, could you not do that?
Oh man, Fallow Fields Empty Harvest would be so fucking ridiculous.
Oh man, I could really screw with people. I could really make a room bright and then just make it dark. Everyone will be blind.
Well, apparently Kevin's gonna rain electric death on people. So
yeah, I can do
call lightning. I love the catch for Fallow Fields Empty Harvest. Make them happy within the last 10 minutes and then completely remove their ability to experience positive emotions.
Oh.
Sounds like a fun time.
Forever or
no, just for a time.
It's for a day per success. Okay. So if I get an exceptional success, it is they are in an awful mood.
Oh yeah, if you get an exceptional success, it is
they
until
just,
you
it
stop.
Is permanent.
It. Yes. That's not nice. That's not a nice thing to do to people.
It's really not.
People ready to move on?
I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to keep a couple for a court.
Because you want to destroy happiness?
I do! How did you know?
Like, how do you gain contracts through a campaign?
Yes. You're going to be getting experience points that you can spend on contracts. And essentially, you know how to make contracts now. Like, you know the general process that you can call up a natural force and strike a bargain with it. And also, if you join a court, essentially, they have some standing contracts that you're basically going to sign into.
So you can only be a member of one court?
Yes.
All right. Is it spring, summer, fall, winter, or is it like fleeting spring, eternal spring, fleeting summer,
it's
eternal
spring,
summer?
It's spring, summer, fall, winter.
And you can use both the fleeting and the eternal?
Yes.
Do they hate each other?
They don't. They all work together. Okay. Like, they're not.
Yeah. Fleeting seems to be emotion-based. Eternal seems to be more literal.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
And by joining these courts, you have the ability to access both of them, but you have to buy the contracts.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
My character might be incredibly paranoid.
Okay. Well, there are in fact monsters in the dark. And the light.
Yes, the light. The vampires, whatever. The light. The light is what's terrifying.
I am the sorrow.
Where was I?
Vampires, I might be able to act like I'm the sun or some shit, and they'll run away.
That's literally an eternal summer thing.
Yes.
Well, I have like normal power where I can glow, basically. I can make a big glowing thing around me, and I can make it really bright where it will, blind them. Not quite blind them, but...
Okay. Merits.
You're a merit.
Oh. Actually, everybody put down that you have 1 point of weird.
What?
It's already there.
It's already...
Yes, I guess it's
That's not weird enough.
The filled out thingy.
So, weird is essentially your fundamental magical strength. It gets factored into pretty much all the contracts you call up and a lot of the supernatural abilities you use. So I think it factors into the strength of Alice's poison and the brightness of Georgie's light. Like, it is your raw magical ability. And you can choose to buy it up at this point.
Huh. And then what cost?
Buy it with
so
what, though?
You guys are selecting merits right now. So, there are merits in both books, unfortunately. Most of the changeling ones aren't really applicable to you right now. It's like you haven't been around long enough to have a magic house. So, I think the only ones you guys can take from...
Harvest?
You don't have a harvest yet. You don't have any sources of clamor. The only thing that you guys can do for changeling special stuff with your merit points right now is buying magical items or buying up your weird. Other than that, you have access to any of the merits in the World of Darkness book except Unseen Sense.
Where's...
It's page 108.
Okay.
108.
You have 5 dots. Let me see what the weird cost is.
You said we have 5 points?
Yes. Oh, I'm wrong. Sorry, I'm a liar. You have 7 points.
Okay.
Oh, liar.
And you can spend 3 merit dots to increase your weird by 1. Or 6 to increase it to 2. Or by 2, rather.
What does weird do again?
Weird is your raw magical connection. It lets you hold more glamour, which is essentially magic fuel. And it makes you more likely to succeed on contracts, and basically any magical effect you do is more potent.
So you said it's 2 points for the first...
3.
3? Okay.
Yeah, it's 3 points to bump up your weird.
And you have 7.
Yep. Yeah, and if anyone's interested in having stolen a magical item on their way out, we can have a conversation about that.
No, no, don't want the lights to hurt me.
A magic parasol. You'll never get skin cancer. The end. It's very exciting.
Oh, I have prerequisites. Okay. Can I make myself attractive?
I guess. Striking looks.
Yeah, you can
strike. I was saying, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I should make my character jailbreak.
plus one modifier to all your persuasion manipulation rolls. Okay.
Trevor's little helper.
Oh, you're looking at magic items?
The first thing I looked at when you said that was magic items.
So, in order to fight, you have to actually have stuff in fighting? Or,
yes. Yeah, I mean, it's skills. It's usually brawl, weaponry, or firearms, depending on how you're fighting.
Okay. I don't really have any points in there.
Well, don't start a fight.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'll start a fight. I have no points in fighting, but I'll start a fight.
I have 2 points in striking looks, 2 points in iron stomach, and I got another weird.
Okay, I have nightfall.
Actually, maybe I won't do that. Ah, what was that?
Me turning on my sunlight. Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of
well,
reading.
Well, we're filling in circles.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of reading.
Yeah, true story. What do you think I've been doing continuously for the last week?
Dota. I'm going to go with Dota.
I wish it was Dota.
Working.
I also
was reading the Changeling book.
At work.
Something. I can neither confirm nor deny that that happened.
I would like to spend an extra point in weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's weird. What I'm going to do.
So does that count? It takes away 3 points, right?
Yep. Yeah,
so I have 4 from Aaron's.
So I have 1 point that I can spend. That's it. I'm going to be just more jailbait.
Jesus, what are you buying now?
I have 3 in Striking Looks, 1 Direction Sense, and then I have another weird.
Isn't Striking Looks only 2 or 4?
I thought it was...
It's 2 or 4.
Okay. Oh, is it 2 or 4? Yeah. I thought it was 2.
But the thing is, like, the
yep.
more
it's
good-looking
two
you
or
are...
It's 2 or 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, Dexterity 3, fuck.
2 gets you a plus 1. 4 gets you a plus 2.
Then I have just this 1 point that I don't want to spend on anything.
Well. Status, allies, blah, blah, blah.
I guess I'll take fast reflexes.
You could grab a magic thing, or a couple little magic things.
Like what? Where's that?
Ba ba ba. Let me. Hold that open for you. Tokens start on page 202 of the Changeling book.
Oh, Changeling? Okay.
Here's a magic playing card that makes it difficult to pick any lock. That's helpful.
What are degeneration things? Degeneration rolls?
They're rolls that you make to avoid losing clarity. And we'll get into clarity momentarily. But it is essentially your ability to tell the real world from the fairy world.
Okay. I actually may take the meditative mind merit.
Okay.
Seems like a really good one to take, just to be as composed as possible.
Direction sense, I guess.
Yeah, I'm taking direction sense, because I figure I might be in tune with the Earth's magnetic field.
Yeah. Georgia, you could grab Hedgespun Raiment, which is clothes that that works with the mask, because normally you're wearing whatever you're wearing in both changeling form and to humans.
Mm. What did you say? Where is it?
284.
Oh, Hedgespun.
Also, I think there's a way to buy down your clarity later that you might do. I'm not sure what it gets you. That's what I'm checking right now.
Okay, I think I spent all of mine.
Okay. Oh, it's straight up experience points.
Merits.
Okay.
Sure, I'll get some hedge spud.
Okay, you're going to get yourself a pretty dress?
Yep. Where would I put that? Would I put it in merits?
Yeah, it's just a 1-point token.
Well, it can apparently be more.
Yes.
But I had 1 point.
Ah, okay.
Where is... Direction sense, yeah. Physical...
If you had, like, 4 points, you could buy a Hedgespun wardrobe that just makes magic clothes for you at your will.
Isn't that only three?
That's maybe. Three.
Yeah, it's three. Three.
I'm wearing pretty clothes.
I'd like a lantern of ill omen.
Would you?
Yes.
You guys stole a lot of shit on your way out.
Well, I mean, considering...
I didn't steal it. They made me wear this pretty
considering
dress.
Considering my master was imprisoned forever, so just never showed up.
I just happened to leave while still wearing it.
Yeah, she took his magic lantern and a bunch of his spoons on the way out.
Yes. Yeah, I might as well use my last point to get myself a Hedgespun raiment.
I'm going to assume you're wearing a pretty dress, then.
No.
Are you taking the lantern?
Yes, I'd love the lantern. That way I can keep track of someone I hate. You know?
I do know.
Yes. I mean, or I could just get fast reflexes. You know, lightning guy. Oh, no, I don't have the dexterity for it. Nope. So yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah, the dexterity is, what, 3+?
Yeah, I'm rather limited in what I can get.
Yeah, that's what I felt, too. It seems like a lot of the shit is like, you need strength!
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is for fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of magical changeling shit that you guys can eventually buy into, but right now it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
For you guys to have, like, an established source of glamour, or for you guys to have a magic house somewhere.
Yeah, 2 magic houses.
I just looked so pretty, they gave it to me.
Okay, people.
You have a string on your back.
Okay.
I'm going to blame
you. I have one more merit I can spend.
You can get direction sense.
Yeah. Or you can get yourself a pretty dress.
Or you could buy yourself 3 trifles of magic items, single-use shit. Or goblin fruit.
You can buy get some yourself goblin fruit.
What's a goblin
fruit? Who doesn't like goblin
fruit? Goblin fruit does a bunch of shit. Essentially, they're potions.
You could get a token that helps you drive.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you have so many things that make you better at driving. But...
Yeah, You could get an utter barb. It's a one-time use thorn that if you scratch someone with it, it steals their voice for a single scene.
That's weird.
Yes, it is.
Sure, it could come in handy for some.
My wife is kicking me.
I'm not kicking you, I'm putting my feet on you.
In a forceful manner.
No, it's more like I'm rubbing my feet on him. Now this is kicking.
Ow.
You're using kicking. Resources of some sort.
Yeah, you guys could buy resources representing either some fund that you still have access to or some shit of monetary value that you took on your way out.
My babysitting money!
I was only gone for a year, so maybe I still have access to my bank accounts.
No, you're an old man.
Yeah, I'm technically you are deceased. An old man now.
Sure,
but I could probably still do things like use my own debit card and stuff.
Yeah,
that's if you can remember your PIN.
Or if you had a safety deposit box somewhere, or
just
being a criminal,
somewhere.
You might have had a stash of money somewhere.
Yeah. I think like sock money.
Yep.
I'm saying that Bill was probably gone for like 5 to 7 years, so that's not happening for him. I mean, I guess technically he owns a house-ish.
A fiery house.
Although, you know, the Bill that the world thought owned the house is now deceased.
You owned a pit of ash. Foundation.
Yeah.
It was
it contains my bones.
Already given to your estate and
land
sold to pay your debts.
All of them.
You don't know how to chair. Like, at all.
No.
How is he chairing?
His belly is on the chair, and then he's, like, on all fours.
Oh. That is weird.
I'm super good at chairing.
Oh, okay. So this is, like, next level chairing?
It is. New man.
Okay. Okay, we're just noobs.
God. Also, he's shaking his booty.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
With it being a swivel chair, it's very easy.
Okay.
Has everybody spent their merits?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good. Yes. Meditative mind, fast reflexes, quick draw, and one dot of resources.
Huh. Any of you actually end up buying up your weird like you planned on?
Yep, I put one.
Yeah. 1 point.
I took 1 point in weird.
Same here.
I think we're just trying to be better changelings.
Okay.
What does weird do again?
Makes you better have more magic. Glamour.
Right, but mechanically it gives you...
It powers.
It gives you a larger glamour pool, and most of the contracts are rolled based on your weird, and it empowers a lot of your supernatural abilities.
Oh, good. So we're setting ourselves up to be able to use shitloads of crazy magic.
Yes, sure. It's an investment in your future.
It is.
Okay, willpower. You guys have a willpower of some number plus some other number.
Nice.
That'd be nice.
Awesome.
Is willpower is resolve plus composure?
Resolve plus what?
Composure.
So then we fill in however many circles that is? That helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the boxes are for as you expend it and get it back. So the circles are your permanent willpower.
Oh, shit. I have two. Fucked? Wait, what does willpower do again?
Composure.
Composure. Willpower, it's essentially...
Is it your hit
something
points?
That everyone no it's something that everybody gets. It's like an extra effort thing. You can use it to add bonuses to dice or some very potent abilities require you to expend willpower to do it.
Well, that's not gonna happen. So
it's not gonna happen for you often. You can get it back.
I have 5.
I have 6.
I have 2.
I also have 5.
Because when we said I had 3 points in my tertiary, I put them all into composure.
Resolve and composure, yes. -4.
Okay.
For a second, I thought you said -4, and I'm like, how the hell did that happen?
That would be terrible.
Here, I heard that, sir.
Considering the minimum's 2, yeah.
Yes. All right, so we get our willpower. Yay!
Yes. Woo. Clarity. By default, you start with 7. You may choose to reduce it down to 5 at the lowest, and you get 5 XP points for each point you reduce it.
So what's the point of clarity?
So clarity is your ability to distinguish between the two worlds. Basically, it's a balancing act of being a fey creature and being immortal. When your clarity is low, your perception starts spiraling out of control. Like, you start having trouble telling dreams from reality. You start having auditory hallucinations. Your clarity usually slips if you spend a long time away from people, or a long time in the fairy world, doing things that are immoral or are socially taboo reduce your clarity, and taking psychotropic drugs reduces your clarity, and any kind of mentally unstabling event.
Starts at 7?
Yes.
And what happens when we reduce it right now?
You get experience. It's 5 points per point you reduce it. You can't reduce it lower than 5.
And how do we regain clarity?
You regain clarity by doing shit in-game. Like, you have to both take action in-game to recenter yourself in the mortal world and spend XP to buy it back up. The good news is, the lower your clarity gets, the harder it is to lower your clarity. Because it's a scale of how bad shit you have to do before your clarity gets lower. So, if you get down to clarity 3, you pretty much have to start causing active harm to people.
So you have to start killing people?
Yeah, killing people or prolonged or intimate contact with true fey. See, callous crime, actively harming mortals, the complete destruction of your mortal identity.
This makes things go down.
Yes. Is if you have very high clarity, it's pretty fucking easy to lose it. So, at this point, it should really be more of a character decision of how firm a grasp you think your character has on the difference between dreams and the weird dreamlike reality of the fey world and reality.
I'm going to keep mine at 7.
Yeah.
How much experience do you have to spend to increase your clarity? Like, what's the point of spending experience now to get, gaining experience now through reducing
it? You can spend it on other shit. Normally your clarity is whatever your dots will be times 3. So improving it from 5 to 6 would cost you 18 XP.
Yeah, but you would only get 10 XP now.
Right, okay. And you could spend on other things.
Huh.
Like, 10 XP right now could buy you a second dot in an attribute. It could buy you a couple ranks in a skill. Could buy you contracts or whatever your dots will be times 4.
And you get more experience from losing it now than you ever will again.
That's true.
Oh well.
So how much experience equals a dot, or...
It depends on what you're spending it in. So, like, attribute dots are worth more than skill dots. And weird dots are worth a lot. And it gets more expensive as you buy it up. Mm-hmm. So going from 1 to 2 weird would be 16 points, because it's new dots times 8. No. But going from 2 to 3 would be 24.
I think I'm going to drop mine. Though I have no idea what I'm going to spend it on.
Okay.
But
I think I'm going to drop mine too. Need more contracts.
Is it... Is the thing that's listed next to the number what's needed to drop to that level or from that level?
Are you looking at the chart? Oh, yeah. That's the highest level thing that will cause you to make a roll. So if you're at 7, then taking psychotropic drugs or serious unexpected life changes or petty theft could all potentially reduce your clarity, as well as anything below that.
I'm...
So how much experience equals a contract dot?
For contracts, it is... new dots times 4. So whatever the number you're going to raise it to is times 4.
It actually kind of makes sense, given that I'm a criminal, for me to reduce my clarity.
Yeah, considering I've been killing a bunch of other changelings.
Yeah.
Been more than willing to rob people blind.
I'm just imagining my character is just so paranoid and batshit crazy.
But I don't think if I'd go 5, I think I'd go down to 6, just because the threshold for 7 is apparently petty theft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can also bank your XP. You don't have to spend
new dots times 4. I'm not entirely sure what that actually means.
So, if you wanted to buy your first dot in something, it would be 4 points. If you're buying something you have up from 1 up to 2.
Oh, so it's 4 experience points, so...
Yeah.
And then from dropping each clarity, it's 5 each.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, new dots means whatever it's going to be now. So new dots times 4, if you're raising something to 5, is 20. So who's getting crazier?
Me.
I'm getting 1 point crazier.
Nah, I'll just say.
Because petty theft.
I just don't have a firm grasp of reality.
In real life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No. What am I gonna... I don't know what I'm gonna spend 5 experience points on. What the fuck do I do with it?
You could bank like I am, because I don't know what I'm spending on either.
Yeah, alright. It might be helpful for me to spend it on contracts once we actually go to a court. Because contracts is what, times 8?
It is times 4 for affiliated contracts, so if you're in the court, it's times 4, or for your seeming ones, it's times 4. You can also buy shit out of your seeming in court, but it costs extra.
Okay.
And general ones, it's times 4, right?
Yes.
Let's go crazy. Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, glamour is based off your weird. So if you have weird of 1, you have a max glamour of 10.
Okay.
So you can basically mark off the whole bottom row of your glamour thing as inaccessible, and you can spend 1 glamour a turn.
Wait, what was that again?
If you have a weird of 1, your max glamour pool is 10, and you can spend up to 1 glamour a turn.
And so
if you have 2?
If you have 2, it is 11 is your max pool, and you can spend up to 2 a turn.
And what is that means you can do 1 spell a turn?
1 spell a turn. You can also use glamour to do other things, like you can use it to fuel your social roles. So for you, you would only be able to spend 1 a turn, like... So you could add 1 die to that social roll.
Okay. So I get normal things, and it just adds to it.
Yes.
Okay.
You start with half of whatever your max pool is. So you're all starting with 5 glamour.
What if your weird is 2?
Then your max pool is 11, and you can spend up to 2 a turn.
So our max is 10, or can be 10, spend, or remaining is half that right now?
Yes.
So glamour starts at half. So we currently have 5?
Yep.
Okay.
So we have 5 right now?
Yes.
So we have 5?
No, you have 4 for asking that question.
So what would you say on a scale of 1 to 5 is the number we have?
I think Kevin has 0 now, right?
Yeah. Kevin, 10? Your character's dead.
Oh. That was fast.
Well, then.
It was bound to happen.
I guess.
Speaking of that, what is, like, the whole death thing? Like, you just, if we die, we die? No bringing people back?
It's actually pretty hard to die in this game.
Yeah, there's no form of resurrection or anything, but okay. Yeah, if you die, you die, but it's pretty hard to die.
Like, it's easy to get dramatically wounded, but it's really hard to just straight up die. Characters tend to bounce back for whatever reason.
Okay.
Speaking of which, your health, it works just like willpower in that you have that max in your circles, but it is stamina plus size. I guess I should have started with size. An adult human is size 5.
How would a 14-year-old?
Yeah, where is size?
I would say put down the child flaw and take size 4.
Okay.
Where is size?
It's 5.
Yeah,
but like where?
Where you should put it on this sheet.
If I'm making myself taller, at what point would I move to 6?
Did you buy the giant merit?
No.
Okay, then you're still 5.
Oh, wait, okay. I see it on that.
Yeah, the giant merit is like...
Where is it, Ken?
Size, it's like 7 feet
page.
taller.
4?
Ah.
So it's pretty fucking four big.
Page. I don't know. In the 2 page, it's down in the bottom right.
So what is page. Size plus whatever you said?
Okay. Health is...
Size 5.
Plus stamina.
Plus size.
Stamina?
Yep.
Health is stamina plus size.
Stamina plus size.
So for me, it's 8.
For me,
since
it's 6.
I have
6.
A stamina of 3.
I have a stamina of 2.
Ooh.
I only have stamina of 1.
Womp, womp.
Very little resistance to things.
I have very high resistance to things. Because mostly I've seen shit. I've been through shit.
Okay, your defense is the lower of your dexterity or wits?
Defense, wits, or dexterity? Lower?
The lower.
And this is for what?
Defense.
Where the fuck is defense?
Where are you, defense? Yeah.
Right next to size. Or right under it.
Okay, the lower of the two?
Yes.
3.
Yeah, wits is like knowing where to dodge, and dexterity is being able to do it.
What about speed? And
your speed is equal to your strength plus your dex plus 5.
Strength plus dex,
plus
and
then
5.
Mm-hmm.
Armor?
Armor 9.
You are not wearing armor.
So 0.
Unless you are.
Could I make myself armor?
If you stole something, I guess.
Well, I meant, like, physically.
Sure. No, you can't alter your skin to be tougher.
Yeah, that's
unless
nice.
You have a special contract power
that
says that.
I'm sure there's powers to do that, but...
Okay. Armor is 0.
Hey, I can make armor.
Initiative is dexterity plus composure.
Dex, composure.
And experience. This is how much experience.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any experience unless you reduced your clarity to get some experience.
Okay. Entitlement, right? Oh, it's something I'm not going to mess with. Okay.
Yeah, entitlement might be other books.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any entitlement yet. You shouldn't have any pledges yet.
The Order of Onero Physics.
What was the thing we were on last? Before we started asking
initiative.
Questions.
Which is Dex plus Composure.
Mm-hmm. I just imagined what it would be, how utterly stupid it would be if I took the flaw mute.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah.
But I'd be teller.
Not
oh, yeah.
Do that.
Do we go over flaws, virtues, vice?
I was about to do virtue and vice, but okay. We can jump ahead to flaws if...
Well, I have child flaw.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Really, I think the only thing that's going to work out here is the flaw child. Otherwise, it's just...
The flaws are in the...
They're in the World of Darkness book, starting on page 218. Yeah, but there's not much that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have flaws.
No. Completely optional. Virtue and vice. Everybody has a virtue and a vice. Acting on them is how you regain your willpower.
Yep.
Okay. In Dave's case, it's how you fill your thimble.
Yes.
Yes.
I think their thimble's bigger than his willpower.
What happened? Oh, yeah. You have no resolve and composure?
No, he doesn't. They're I one don't. Each.
They're
what?
All my resistances are one.
Wow.
You get to die, son.
Yeah.
Glass cannon.
Mm. A glass liar, really.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm not
doesn't
really,
even have cannon.
I'm not cannon. I'm only
I can be a cannon.
Okay. So your character has a virtue that defines your altruistic qualities. They are the seven cardinal virtues. Charity, faith, fortitude, hope, justice, prudence, or temperance.
Hope.
What is temperance again?
Temperance is moderation in all things. Finding balance in life.
Definitely not that.
Fortitude.
Yeah. Doing drugs, but only a bit of drugs.
Fortitude is the... courage of your conviction, maintaining your ideals in dark times.
What page is this on?
Yeah. Starts on 101. Or 101?
It's better to just read them instead of asking you every single one.
Scroll.
Prudence is hard to act on while remaining interesting.
Yes. That is what we learned from the Nightingale Archives.
Yes.
Prudence is boring.
It really is. When people are going off doing utterly insane things, Prudence is saying, it might be a good idea to not do that.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to stay home, you know, microwave some dinner. Just have an evening in. Does
every
not make
night.
For an engaging story.
No, I don't like having to have one of these.
You don't have to act on it. Just, you know, if you never want willpower again.
No, well, I like vices, but just...
Yeah.
Well,
because they're bad.
I mean, you don't have to be a good person. Like, you could be firm in your ideals and have fortitude, but your ideals are, I'm out for me and only me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with hope and wrath.
Justice wrongs cannot go unpunished. Yeah, let's go fortitude.
I think it'd be kind of neat if my con man character actually had a justice streak.
Okay.
Like, he only cons people who deserve it. I don't know, it kind of reminds me of the manga Liar Game.
Things
where,
will get better.
Catch up on that.
And fuck the fucking fuckers who think it won't.
I think greed. Yeah, greed.
Yeah, greed is good. Greed is good.
Yeah, and then you guys have already looked at vices. Envy, gluttony, greed, lust, pride, sloth, and wrath.
Yep.
Those are a lot more, like, easier to choose.
Yes. Yeah. Vices are very, a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it's much, it really is much easier to give people flaws than it is to point out their good points, because you don't want them to appear perfect, but you really want them to be a mess. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part of writing, is making your characters just ugly messes.
Well, I mean, Requiem for a Dream isn't a good movie because it's about upstanding individuals.
Jesus, that is the best movie I will never watch again.
I haven't seen it.
I hear messed up stuff.
Prepare to be
it.
Devastated.
Yeah.
Like the Green Mile devastated, or like...
Oh, son of a bitch cock.
It makes the Green Mile look like the feel-good movie of the year.
Oh. I cried at the end of the Green Mile.
I probably did too. I like the end of Requiem for a Dream made me want to stop existing.
Classy.
How are people doing
shit right there.
On Vices and Virtues?
Got it.
I think I am. Yeah, I'm gonna take Greed and Justice.
I'm gonna try Justice and then Wrath for the Vice.
Okay.
Can your fortitude be enhancing your greed?
Yes. I mean,
so your ideal is that basically other people are unimportant. They are less important than me getting what I want.
Yes, yes. Or me getting what I want is the main thing.
Okay.
Huh. What is faith, though?
Yeah, like, you can be staunchly a prick. Like... Good for you. You hold your convictions well, but your convictions are shitty.
Yep.
You are Ron Swanson. Parks and Rec.
No, Ron Swanson's not a dick. He's a good person.
I don't know. He kind of is. Everything I've seen about him.
Just, okay. How far are you? Anyway.
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 Name and sending me your character sheet and figuring out all the fiddly little bits of their background.
Okay.
So I think that's it. I think I can turn this recorder off.
Yay, I'm excited.